This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. The month of June has been abnormally cool, with temperatures running 2 to 5 degrees below average. But state climatologist Laura Edwards with SDSU Extension expects heat to gradually return, and along with it, some rainfall.
By the time the week is over, the total kind of expected or forecast rain at this point is expected to be the highest in the eastern, say east of I-29 or so, about an inch and a half potentially, inch to inch and a half potentially in that eastern side of the state, with some other areas towards the central and far northwest, about 3/4 of an inch or so, 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch.
Most will welcome this week's moisture, as many areas remain in drought status.
Just less than 20% of the state is entirely drought-free or basically near normal conditions. And now we're seeing that subsoil recover and moisture and some other areas look a little better. So they made some more improvements across that northwestern and central part of the state.
While rainfall amounts are uncertain at this point, Edwards forecast northerly winds will continue to bring smoke and haze down from Canadian wildfires, increasing air quality concerns.
And the other thing, too, that we've noticed is the reduced solar radiation or reduced sunlight coming in, and I know that is slowing down some plant growth activity and slowing down that drying of hay out in the fields.
Stay in tune with climate conditions across the state from the South Dakota Mesonet Weather System. Find this online resource at extension.sdstate.edu.